Yo, hey Power Hour crew, it's Adrienne here. I hope that you are all well. I hope you're all keeping well. I hope your friends and your family are safe and well. I just wanted to share a message this week about change. So I think I recorded a voice note about a year ago where I was talking about transformation and about change and saying how, you know, oh, I love change. I love transformation. I'm excited by the idea that we can always start new things. We can always become new versions of ourselves. We can always excel and create new things. And you don't have to be the same person now as you were 10 years ago. You don't have to do the same job. You don't have to live in the same country. I was just like, yeah, change is great. However, you know, change often comes as a choice because, you know, something that you feel like, you know, often there's a catalyst for change within your life. Very rarely, anyway, is change kind of thrust upon you in the way that it is being right now. So for anyone who, you know, for all of us right now, I think we're all being forced to change so many things, maybe the way we work, the way we live, the way we consume, the way we travel, the way we think. That everything is changing right now. And for someone who likes to feel like I have control and a sense of autonomy and a sense of that I'm driving things forward in a certain direction, it's been really challenging for me to kind of sit with this feeling of uncertain change, to sit with this feeling that I cannot control the outcome of certain situations or that I can't even plan them. You know, I love to plan. I often say to people, look into your diary for the next 12 months, you know, plan things that you want to do that are going to make you feel great. What country do you want to visit? What people do you want to spend time with? You know, how many miles do you want to run? How many races do you want to do? These are the questions I write down for myself. But at the moment, that's been taken away from me. You know, there's a lot of white space in my calendar over the next few weeks. And I'm really, really fortunate that I'm still working and I'm still creating things. But the physical interaction, the physical spaces, you know, going to run races or go to events or work in a team, it's been taken away. And that change is something that I'm really, really aware of right now. I think last week or the week before, I was kind of like, okay, cool, we're doing this now. And I kind of maybe hadn't sunk in for me that it was going to be a long-term thing. I think maybe I was thinking, you know, it'll get back to normal quite soon and I'll be back at work, Jude will be back at school, everything will continue, which I'm sure, you know, this will of course end and life will resume in whichever way that is. I do believe the world will be forever changed. I hope that we don't just slip back into old habits and routines, but that actually we do all take a lesson from this. But essentially I'm having to sit with this forced change that's been forced upon all of us, and to consider actually how it makes me feel and what I can do. What are the changes that I want? Do you know what I mean? What are the changes that I want to make over the coming weeks? And what are the changes that I'm just going to have to accept? Because that's all we can do with some things right now, right? Is accept it. So that's what I wanted to share, I guess, is that change can be overwhelming. It can be scary. As humans, we like repetition. We like to, we like familiarity and comfort. It's the human condition. Change, often people resist change because they don't, it's a fear of the unknown. You know, we don't know what it's going to be like if we make the change, make the decision. So I'll just stick with this for now and just keep doing the same thing I've been doing because that is familiar, even if it's not serving us anymore, even if it doesn't make you happy anymore. Often people will, you know, repeat things for months, years before they have the courage to make a change. But right now, as we're all being forced to make big changes, I guess, think about what changes you can embrace and what changes you are going to continue with after this ends. So for me, one of the changes that I'm very conscious of right now is consumption, and particularly with food and, you know, how much we consume and also how easy it is. You know, we can just get whatever we want whenever we want it. You know, we can be wasteful and there's not really much consequence to that, although, you know, I'm not proud of that, but it does happen sometimes. But now, you know, I've been super resourceful. I've been teaching my son about, you know, how we can cook with different ingredients, how we can use leftovers, how we can freeze things, and, you know, we're kind of just being forced to think so much more carefully about when we can go and get fresh produce, how are we going to use it, you know. And I think moving forward, that's something I really want to remember. I want to remember this feeling. I don't want to take it for granted again the way I used to. As I said, you know, I'm sure once life resumes, it's hard to remember. Our brains are good at forgetting things that are difficult. It's hard to remember the feeling of how it feels right now to not have the things that essentially are luxury, let's be honest, you know, being able to get fresh ingredients and being able to have a fridge full of food. A lot of people around the world do not have that. But when you do, it's easy to take for granted. So that's one of the changes that I'm going to be thinking about. But there's definitely others as well. Things around the way that I, you know, commute, just jumping in my car, getting on the tube, getting on the train, traveling, flying to different countries, you know, not taking for granted the fact that we can now, the world is so connected, we can travel from LA to London to Paris to wherever, essentially. And yeah, I think I'm not sure how that's going to change in the next coming months and years, and how our travel is going to be impacted and when we'll be able to connect again on a global level. But I think for friends and family who, you know, they live abroad or their family members live abroad, it's really, really challenging. It's really challenging to not know how we'll be able to visit them, how we'll be able to see each other, connect with each other. It's really, really challenging. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys this week. There's quite a lot of things in there, but it's just what I've been thinking about over the last few days, especially the point around accepting the things that are changing around me, and thinking about which are the changes that I'm going to embrace and try to remember. So I hope you're all having a fantastic week. As always, thank you for listening to this podcast. I know that I'm trying my best to still connect with guests and to record remotely. I'm sure the sound is not as good as it is when we're in the wonderful studio in London, but we're going to keep bringing the Power Hour podcast to you when we can. You know, I think it's really important to share something that's positive, that's uplifting, that maybe is encouraging right now. There's a lot of negative news and it's so important for us to keep up to date. But for me, I have to unplug from it sometimes and find something else that's not talking about the virus and not talking about the death toll and not talking about the economy crashing, but actually listening to someone else's story, their journey, their mindset on this show is really, really helping me. So I hope that that is also helping you. Have a fantastic week. Take care. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.